I'm Tom Schultz, host of Voices of Montana. Thanks for joining us for the podcast today, brought to you by Blackfoot Communications.
Does your home qualify for a $70 discount on your internet bill? Blackfoot Communications is proud to partner with the FCC to help ensure that households can afford the broadband necessary for work, school, healthcare, and more. For more information on this federal program and to see if your household qualifies for a discount on your internet service, visit goblackfoot.com/ACP. Connect to more with Blackfoot Communications.
The Dooster, the Doomeister. Probably not. I'm sorry. A little more respect. President, CEO of the Montana Broadcasters Association, our friend, Dewey Bruce.
They still call me the Dooster.
Do so they?
Don't worry about it,
Tom. Okay, good.
We've known each other a few years.
Yeah, we have. Hey, welcome back, everybody. Voices of Montana. And you're welcome to join us. Text message 781-627-5483, or even a call here. This will go real fast because I know Dewey's kind of busy here, too. Dewey, again, it's good to hear from you. I know you were just at the NAB show, which is the National Association of Broadcasters. I kind of set this up earlier. There's, again, another push by car manufacturers to eliminate AM radio stations, or AM, I should say, radios. Why don't you take it from there and talk about this national and local pushback?
Well, Tom, it's great to talk with you again. I will tell you, the car manufacturers, not all of them yet, but many of them are talking about or are already doing it, taking out the AM radio in electric vehicles. But there's also some manufacturers that are taking the AM radio out of all of their vehicles, are going to, or are planning on it. And so we need to stop this. It's a huge safety issue. As you said, I was at the NAB show earlier this week, and it talked with FEMA, with the folks at FEMA, and they are very, very concerned about it, because the EAS, the Emergency Alert System, the backbone of it is AM radio. We have what's called PEP stations, primary entry points, and what those stations do is they receive a message if there's a national emergency. Or even if there's local state emergencies, they distribute that message out to radio stations and TV stations across the state. And our PEP station is up in Polson, Montana. When I was talking with FEMA, they have some people up there that are hardening the station up there with more equipment and other things that they're doing. So they take this very, very serious. They had seven former FEMA directors that came out with a letter that are very concerned about this issue and really don't want the AM radio to be out of the dashboard. And it's a critical issue for everybody.
Has any of those car dealers entered into formal discussions or even informal discussions with FEMA regarding this?
Not to my knowledge. Yeah. And it's not the car dealers. Car dealers right. are the local guys. It's the car fault. Manufacturer.
Thank you.
We love our local dealers.
Yeah.
So,
and they love AM radio too.
You know, the thing is that over 80 million people listen to AM radio monthly. About 40 million listen to radio on a weekly basis, AM radio on a weekly basis. So people are getting their information, their entertainment, their news, especially their local and state news, mm-hmm. and local sports from AM radio. You know, Tom, you and I have been in this business for a long, long time, and I started in AM radio. I still listen to AM radio. AM radio is the great thing about AM radio is that it's always there for you. Yeah. And when there's an emergency, AM radio is there making sure that people are safe and letting them know what's going on out there in their community.
And the fact, too, that there are AM stations that have big signals and cover great distances. I know that's not impossible for the FM band either, but that's another advantage. Dewey Bruce is with us, president and CEO of the Montana Broadcasters Association, talking about car manufacturers proposing again for their electric vehicles, some with all vehicles, to remove the AM band. Why are they doing this? Now, I understand it, I guess. It's because of insulation. I joked earlier, and maybe I'm on the mark or maybe I'm just off, but they're just lazy because I think there's a way that they can insulate their car batteries and the engines, those waves. Maybe there's not. Why don't you describe why they're proposing this, sir?
Well, one of the excuses or reasons they say is because of shielding, not being able to shield an AM radio in the car, and there's too much electromagnetic.
Yeah.
No, I can't say it. But anyway, the interference from the car battery. They can shield it. The cost on it, the average cost of a electric car, the average is about $66,000. But the I've heard numerous different numbers as far as shielding, and shielding can be as much as $150 possibly. I'm not sure per vehicle. They haven't really said what it would cost to shield it, but I've heard from other people that it's around, could be up to as high as $150. On a $66,000 vehicle, that's not that much. But I think the real issue is they just want to take it out for convenience of not having, it's just a chip, you know, an AM chip. Mm-hmm. But the other problem is that AM and FM radio are free over the air. And that means that you don't have to subscribe to a streaming service or to anything else other than just having the equipment to receive the signal. And radio has always been, and television, free over the air. So people that are on a fixed income, the other thing is that we're increasing, with inflation. They can't afford to have everything, and in this case, it's a very much a safety issue, but it's also information and entertainment issue that you get for free from your local broadcaster, and local broadcasters are very concerned about what they have to do to serve their public, because these are public airwaves, and broadcasters have always been great stewards of public airwaves by providing all the information that the local people need.
Here's a question from FCC Commissioner Nathan Symington, and it's, what's the plan to serve rural farmers with the information they need if not for AM radio?
You're absolutely right, and so is Commissioner Symington. What's the plan to serve not only rural but also urban areas? There's a number of stations, AM stations, that serve their local diverse communities with different languages and with different types of programming and that sort of thing. And many of them are owned by minority groups. But the other thing is, rural farmers and ranchers depend upon information. For instance, there's an ag network called Northern Ag. I don't know if you're familiar with it.
Oh, God, I love those guys.
I bet you do.
Yeah.
And I do too. Yeah. Many of those guys, many of those stations that carry Northern Broadcasting and Northern Ag Network are AM stations. Now, they may have FM translators, and that's great. Many of them have FM translators, but it's important to have that AM signal, because one of the things that you mentioned earlier is that the coverage area of AM is much greater than a like FM station, mm-hmm. As far as power and that sort of thing, because AM is FM is line of sight. AM goes through the ground and it gets further out there. The other thing is that AM is a little more dependable as far as the signal. Mm-hmm. If something goes wrong, AM radio usually is on the air, for the most part, is on the air broadcasting what's going on in a disaster. And that's what the concern is with FEMA, is that they've put a lot of money in this system, and it's worked very, very well for, 100 years. Radio, NAB celebrated their 100th anniversary this year, as far as an industry. So it's been going on for a long, long time.
Is there any, and I just got a minute or two here, and I appreciate your time, and I know you'll be continuing to work on this. Can there be anything codified to, and I don't like mandates either, but from a public safety interest, have they talked about requiring perhaps that?
There is through the Department of Transportation, through other means in which we're looking at to keep AM in the dashboard. One of the things that your listeners can do is they can text AM 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars and trucks. And that's going out. You can text that. Again, that's text AM 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. We've reached out to our congressional delegation here in Montana, but it's also happening nationwide. All my counterparts in all the other states and Puerto Rico are working very, very hard on this issue. And we have some other things that we hope will take place that will help secure and keep AM radio in the car. AM and FM radio,
yeah.
Quite frankly.
And we are broadcasters. Is that .com or .org?
.org.
We are broadcasters.org is another site you can go and visit and get information on this, and also reach out to a your delegate. But I like that text message, AM 52886. Text that number, combined letter number,
right,
and get your thoughts out there to Congress. Dewey Bruce, again, president, CEO of the Montana Broadcasters Association. Look forward to seeing you in Billings in June for your convention, and hopefully we'll have a chance to catch up again on this, and there's positive moves in the right direction. Dewey, thank you.
You bet. Yep. Thank you, Tom, very much.